Hello, this is Mr. and Mrs. Munson with another Astrology Boo. Hello to you, and thanks, incidentally, for all our recent likes, tweets and retweets on our Facebook and Twitter pages. It really means a lot to us, so thank you very much for that. Today, we are looking at Jupiter and the significance of Jupiter upon one's horoscope. Can you tell us a bit about Jupiter, Mrs. Munson?
Yeah, sure. Jupiter is like the fifth planet from the...
Down the high street?
Down the high street. In the solar system, away from the sun.
So. Down the cosmic high street.
So it's right in the centre of the solar system, and it's the biggest one. It's 2.5 times bigger than all of the mass of all the planets.
And more moons than Newton Abbott High Street on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it's got over 67 moons. They can't actually be entirely sure about the amount of moons. But as such, it's an expansive planet. And so where it is in your birth chart is it represents an area for expansion, for luck, for generosity, and for good times. Jupiter is the age-old good time party planet.
And is that why people say, by Jupiter?
By Jove. Yeah, definitely. Jupiter is almost regal in its influence in your chart. It shows where you're very, very lucky and where things just seem to just naturally go very well for you. For instance, let's assume that somebody's got Jupiter in the fifth house of hobbies and children and good times. They're likely to be quite a big partier and be very warm and welcoming. Regarding children, they're likely to have lots of them because it's the planet of expansion. And they're usually quite good parents, good fun parents. To do with hobbies, they would have lots of them and invest a lot in them and make their hobbies take over their lives. They're the kinds of people that don't have a job because they're doing their hobbies full time. So
excellent. And the reason we're talking about Jupiter, of course, is because apparently, thanks to Anna for pointing this out, and I think I've seen it myself, but Jupiter is quite noticeable in the night sky at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. When the time's right, Jupiter can, it's like the third brightest object in the sky after the moon and Venus.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really do have a connection to Jupiter.
And how lovely to see it off the page and in the sky. So, yeah, we have a look in the night sky tonight, folks. If you're lucky enough to have an iPhone, there are great apps for checking out the night sky and seeing where the planets are. Stay in touch with us via Astrology Boo on Facebook. If you've got any questions, we'd love to hear them. And on Twitter, @AstrologyBoo. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.